2 Kings, the 13th chapter, starting with the 20th verse. Amen. I feel the preacher coming on. So those of you that don't know me, I'm going to get excited. I'm going to get loud. But it's all right. Amen. The 20th verse, and then Elisha died, and they buried him, and the raiding bands of Moab invaded the land in the spring of the year. So it was as they were burying a man that suddenly they spied a band of raiders. And they put the man in the tomb of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood on his feet. Would you bow your heads with me? Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for each and every one that's here. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would continually move and touch. I pray for your anointing to minister in this place. God, I need your anointing. Anoint every ear to hear, every heart to receive, and every mind to understand. We come against anything that would try to bind up this service, but we loose your people to receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. The title of my message this morning is Not My Grave. Turn around and tell your neighbor, it's not your grave. You may be seated. The anointing. The Bible tells us, and no doubt you probably heard the story of Elisha when he was following Elijah after Elijah had laid his mantle upon him. And Elijah asked Elijah, said, "What would you have me do for you?" And according to 2 Kings, the 2nd chapter and the 9th verse, he said this, "I want a double portion of your anointing." He said, "You ask a hard thing, but if you're with me when I leave, you're going to get what you want." How many knows there's power in determination? And the Bible said that he followed him. And as he was following the man of God, a whirlwind came and separated them. A fiery chariot came down and Elijah jumped on. I'm reminded of a story where they had a meeting, all the atheists had a meeting, and they were talking about how the Bible can't be true. And they said, "We know that if something leaves outer space and comes to the earth, they come through and it is so hot that it is consumed. So therefore, a chariot could not have come and picked up Elijah." And a pastor in the balcony hollered, "Praise God!" And they said, "What are you praising God for?" He said, "The chariot was on fire. It came down, Elijah got on it, and he took off. And as Elijah stood there, the mantle of Elijah came down. And when he picked it up, he went back to the water. And the Bible said he smote the water and he said, 'Where is the God of Elijah?' And the water spread apart and he walked across on dry land." He was the anointed one. How many knows God has still got an anointing? Are you still with me? But the Bible said that he died. How many knows that we're all going to die one day? Unless we go in the rapture. Death is coming your way. But how many knows death is not the finality of it? It might be that I go by the grave. If I do, the grave is going to empty out because I'm coming out when God calls me. Somebody say amen. So the anointed one had died. And then the Moabites began to attack. How many knows the devil knows when to attack? He's not going to fight you when you're praising God. He's not going to fight you when you're on fire. But when things start going wrong, here he comes. The problem sometimes is he acts dumb. Sometimes he's a dumb devil. Because he attacks us, which drives us to our knees, and there's power when we're on our knees. Somebody say amen. But the Moabites begin to attack, and Moab was a son of Lot and his daughter. So Moab represents a sexual perversion. And Moabites didn't come all in front, but they came in bands. It would be wonderful if the devil would come face to face, but he doesn't. You know why he doesn't? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, you're not amening good enough yet. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God has given me authority to tread upon scorpions and serpents, and none which shall harm me. I shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. I shall cast out devils. Somebody say amen. God has given us power. We've got the authority, so the enemy won't come in that way. He sneaks in bands, attacking here and there. And in the midst of the battle, we are in a battle. Try to tell your neighbor, you're in a battle. You've got an enemy. Someone said to me, I'm not in a battle. You must be on the wrong side. Because if you're not a threat to the devil, he's not battling against you. So every one of you that are in a battle, thank God this morning. You're on the winning side. Amen. We might be in a battle, but I read the back of the book. I already know who wins. We are victorious. My mother used to sing a song that said, the battle is his, but the victory is mine, and victory is sweet. Somebody needs to praise him right now. You're going to win. You're going to win because Jesus Christ is still God. Sometimes it feels like we are dead in the battle. Everybody shake your little head, yes. Sometimes it feels like we can't go on. Sometimes it feels like the bills are too high and we don't know how we're going to pay them. Sometimes it feels like we're dead in the battle, and when it all looks like it's lost, there is an anointing. Oh, I've got to say that again. There is an anointing. I'm really feeling the preacher coming on. I'm going to get Pentecostal this morning. Is that all right? Don't matter. I'm going to do it anyhow. Hallelujah. The Bible said that they took this man who died in battle. Some rascal stuck a sword in his heart. They took him, and they're getting ready to dig a grave for him, and they look, and the enemy is coming. Man, it's bad when the enemy won't even let you have a funeral. And they said, what do we do? Someone said, throw him in Elisha's grave. And the Bible said, as they were lowering him down in Elijah's grave, as he touched his bones, there was still an anointing in the bone. Oh, I could preach right there for an hour. I come to tell somebody there's still an anointing in the bones. Amen. You might think it's all lost, but I've come to tell you there still is an anointing. Amen. Can you imagine? They're lowering him down, and as his body touched the bones, he went, okay. You know, it's easier to get in a grave than it is to get out. I told this last night and this morning at early service. There was one man walking through a graveyard, and he accidentally fell in an open grave. And he was about 5'3", and the grave was about 6 foot. And he's digging on the, you know, trying to get up and get out of there. Then a voice from someone who fell in an hour earlier said, you can't get out. He did. I've come to tell someone this morning, this is not your grave. It's not dead yet. Somebody say amen. Some of you have thought that you can't pay your bills, but I've come to tell you yet this morning, there is an anointing in the grave. Amen. You're not dead yet. This is not your grave. Oh, I wish somebody would praise him right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, the doctor might be holding the scalpel in his hand, but there is an anointing that'll move, and the doctor says, I didn't even have to operate. There is a God. Amen. As I was sitting there, Brother Robin spoke to me. Some of you might not know it. Is it all right, Brother Robin? A couple weeks ago, he went and had a test. The doctor said he had a heart attack. He went back. And the doctor said, well, maybe you didn't. Oh, I wish somebody would praise him right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you might have thought, oh, my Lord, it's all lost. I'm not going to make it. And there's other people telling you it's not going to happen. I don't care. I've come to tell you, don't you give up yet. This is not your grave. Amen. There is an anointing that's going to bring you out. Oh, hallelujah. Turn around and tell your neighbor, there's an anointing. This is not your grave. Listen to me. I don't know why you're not shouting on the fact that this man's been dead a long time. And there still is an anointing in his bones. Whew. Well, Pastor, why should we shout? Because an Old Testament anointing came upon a New Testament anointing dwells within. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I had someone call me one time and they said, you don't want to buy a grave? I said, no, I might rent one. What? I said, yeah, you might put me in there for a while, but when Jesus Christ comes back and the trump of God sounds, I'm coming out of there. You can put anybody else you went in there. Listen to me, church. I know you've been in the battle. I know it might feel like things are dead, but I've come to tell you there is an anointing that is in the grave. This is not your grave. Come out of the grave. Amen. Can you imagine? Those people that lowered him down, all of a sudden crawling out. What are you doing? Well, there's someone else in there. And it's not my grave. Everybody listen to me. The anointed one was in the grave. And every grave that tries to take your blessings, your miracles, your finances, in every grave, there's somebody already there. With an anointing that who conquered death, hell, and the grave. I wish somebody would praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. He messed up the funeral. I wish God would mess up some people's funerals. The Bible said one day a man came to Jesus. His name was Jairus, and he said, you got to come and pray for my daughter. She's sick. And Jesus said, okay. As they're traveling, he gets interrupted by a woman with an issue of blood. Today, Christians would be going, wait, wait. I was first in line. You wait your turn, lady. I've got a sick daughter. But I believe Jairus was going, wait a minute. This woman had an issue of blood for how many years? And she just touched the hem of his garment? Oh, I'm on the right track here. Getting him to my house, we're doing good. But because he was delayed, when he got there, they started the funeral. As Jesus is walking up, the mourners are there. Oh, why'd she have to die? Oh. Jesus came up and said, shut up. Listen to me. We've got too many mourners hanging around. Amen. Oh, Travis, I'm just so sorry. I'm just so sorry you lost your job and you're not going to be able to pay your bills and, man, you're going to lose your home and lose your car and everything. I'm just so sorry. But you know what? Boy, it's just going to bring humility to your life there, buddy. Come on, somebody. Amen. Jesus said, shut up. You know why? Because it ain't over till Jesus says it's over. Amen. He's the giver of life and he's the taker of life. Nothing dies without him saying it's dead. Amen. And until Jesus says it's dead, this is not my grave. I'm not going to die. My blessings is not going to die. I'm going to live. Jesus came in and took the little girl's hand and says, daughter, awake. And she sat up. Can you imagine the mourners? Oh, why'd you have to? Here's what mourners do. I thought she was dead. Well, let's go find another funeral. Oh, that's good preaching right there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Always looking to help someone else moan and groan when you need to be looking for someone to praise God about. You need to be looking for someone that decided not to die. They came and told Jesus, they said, Lazarus is dead. Oh, no, Lazarus is sick. Jesus tarried. Thomas said, well, if we go, they're going to stone him and they're going to stone us. And then Jesus said, we need to go. Lazarus is asleep. And those real spiritual people said, well, if he's asleep, he must be doing better. He said, he's dead. All right, let's go. This is what the disciples said. Well, let's go. And if we get stoned, we get stoned. So here Jesus comes with his disciples, and they're all, you know, looking for stones. And they get there, and Mary and Martha run out to him. It's the words. If you had been here 4 days ago, my brother would be alive. Had yesterday faith. Jesus said, your brother's going to live. Oh, I know. In the last days, went from yesterday to the future. What do you have for right now? Jesus said, wait a minute. I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, yet while he's dead, yet shall he live. I wish somebody would praise him. Jesus said, do you believe this? Yes, Lord, we believe you. Yes. Take me to the grave. Okay. Roll the stone away. Wait. You don't want to do that. He's been dead 4 days. He stinks. You just said you believed. Don't do that. He stinks. Listen to me. Don't give up. Jesus said, roll the stone away. And he hollered, Lazarus, come forth. And you know, I've told you before, the reason he had to holler Lazarus, because if he had just said, come forth, every dead person that ever died would have come out of the grave, because he is the resurrection and the life. Amen. Now, you got to see this. Back in those days, they used to wrap you up in grave clothes. And so Lazarus is in there, and he's wrapped up in grave clothes. And then all of a sudden, he comes alive. Okay, I'm alive, but I'm tied up, wrapped up in grave clothes. How do I get out of here? Isn't it amazing Jesus never sent no one in to get him, but called him out? Some of you have been waiting for someone else to come and get you. God's telling you to come out. And you're going, I would come out, God, but you don't understand. I'm all wrapped up. I'm all wrapped up in my bills. I'm all wrapped up in sorrow because my son won't talk to me. I'm all wrapped up because my children are not serving God. Oh, I was somebody who prayed. I'm all wrapped up with doctor bills because of this sickness. God, I'm all wrapped. I can't. And Jesus said, come out. And so I can see Lazarus going, okay. The master's calling. I got, let me see if I swing my legs over here. And if I get up. See, some of us wouldn't even take those steps. I'm coming, Lord. Hallelujah. I heard the voice of God. He said, come out of the, I'm coming. Oh, hallelujah. It might be slow, but I'm coming. Oh, well, somebody would praise him. Don't sit down. Don't let it die. Come out of the grave. When he got to the edge of the grave, Jesus said, now, somebody take the grave clothes off of him, because he's not dead. He is alive. I've come to tell you, your miracle is not dead, but it is alive. Amen. Don't let your miracle die. This is not your grave. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't die. Oh, that's good preaching. There's enough power to do the job. I sat one time and talked to a pastor, and he told me how that his son had been raised in church. He turned 18 years old. He got hooked up with the wrong people, and he got arrested for armed robbery. Didn't have the gun. He was one of the crowd with them. Went to prison. He said, I walked into my mother. He said, I said, well, it's over now. He's lost now. We raised him in church, and I don't know what happened. I don't know what we're going to do. His mother said, shut up. Amen. I'm going to pray. I'm going to believe God. I wish someone would say amen. I'm going to trust God. He said every morning I would get up crying, oh, my son is in prison. She'd say, shut up. Everything's going to be okay. He said in prison, Pastor, he got saved. In prison, he got filled with the Holy Spirit. In prison, he got called to preach. He said he got out early, and now he travels around to schools and churches and preaches to young people about how that God is able to keep you. Let me tell you something. I don't know where your children is. I don't know what they're doing, but I know this. This is not the grave. Amen. It's not over. There still is an anointing that is able to reach them wherever they are and bring them out. There's an anointing in your situation. Turn around and tell your neighbor there's anointing in your situation. Can you imagine? This guy gets out and he says, someone give me a sword. And he goes down and he runs into the rascal who stabbed him. I thought I killed you. Whew. You see, the devil fought you all week and he thought he had you. But when you came this morning and praise God, he said, oh, I thought I had you. I thought I killed you. Oh, hallelujah. 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 So you see, because what will happen is when you realize this is not your grave, you mess up the funeral. It goes from to hallelujah. The devil's been following you, waiting for your funeral. Don't give up. Don't die yet. This is not your grave. Refuse to die. Be determined not to die. Monday Night Football, a few years ago, Walter Payton, they handed off the ball and he ran. And one of the announcers said, Walter Payton, do you realize he just rushed for over 9 miles? And the other guy said, well, you know, running for 9 miles ain't much. But when you do it 4 to 6 yards, carrying someone and other people knocking you down, get back up. I said, get back up. Amen. Refuse to die. Refuse to stay down. Come out of the grave. This is not your grave. I come to tell someone this morning, this is not your grave. It is not over. I said, it is not over. There still is an anointing and there still is a God that is able to do it. Don't let your blessings die. Don't let your miracle die. Don't let your family die. Don't let your marriage die. Refuse. This is not your grave. Kick yourself. Get out of there. I said, kick yourself. Get out of there. Don't settle in and die. Why would you ever want to be in someone else's grave? This is not your grave. You're meant to live. There is an anointing for life. Said there is an anointing for life. God is not done with you. He's got so much more for you. Refuse to die now. I don't care if the banker's got his pen in his hand, getting ready to sign foreclosure. This is not your grave. Now we're going to give any names, but this week we were praying for a young boy. They took him in the operating room. The surgeon had the scalpel in his hand and then walked back out and said, I didn't even have to cut. He's 99% healed. Take him home. I'll see you in 4 months. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You know why? It's not your grave. Amen. There is an anointing. It might not be what you think it is, but get ready. It'll always be on time. Amen. Rise up. Get out of your grave. Don't let it die. Don't let it die. This is not your grave. Stand with me. Stand with me. Oh, hallelujah. Can I say this? Those of you that are watching over the internet, don't die. Refuse to let your miracle die. Hold on. There's an anointing in the grave. Hallelujah. There's an anointing in the grave. Last week, after Dr. McGuire preached, we got in the car, he said to us, he said, Pastor, by the end of this week, you're going to hear of healing miracles. And we have begun to hear it. Because it's not over. Your marriage is not over. It's not dead. Your financial blessings is not over. It's not dead. This is not your grave. You're coming out. Turn around and tell your neighbor you're coming out. Hallelujah. If you believe that this morning, lift your hands all over this building.